my baby all week. Now you check to agree that this ain't the way love's supposed to be. Let me hear you. Let me hear you say, yeah.
By this time, Motown's fortunes were growing at a dramatic rate. If 1963 had been successful, with major hits by Stevie Wonder, Martha and the Vandellas, Mary Wells, Marvin Gaye and the Miracles, 1964 was going to be even better. First out of the box that year was a group of five young men hungry for a hit, The Temptations. Otis Williams reaches back in time to those days.
And 64, the group consisted of David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, Paul Williams, Melvin Franklin, and myself, Otis Williams. And we had just recently went through a change with a fellow by the name of Al Bryant. He was one of the original members before David Ruffin came along. Right after David joined the group, we cut our first hit, The Way You Do the Things You Do,